Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Secretary of State Chuck Gray wants more rules to establish Wyoming voter residency. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Secretary of State Chuck Gray has unveiled a new slate of proposed election ID rules that aim to more clearly define what it takes to register to vote in Wyoming. Cowboy State Daily reported the rules include new requirements for residency in that a voter's current address be listed on a form of identification, which must match the address listed on the voter registration application form. If the identification doesn't establish a voter's current residency, he or she must supply additional forms of identification to prove their residency. In short, the rules would, for the first time, establish two benchmarks to meet as acceptable proof of identity and proof of state residency. Gray said the rules clarify current law and establish uniformity and clarity for those registering to vote. He sees them as a vehicle to ensure election integrity and provide clear guidance for evidence of citizenship for people registering to vote. Gray said the proposed revisions are key to fulfilling our obligation of ensuring voters in Wyoming are bona fide residents of Wyoming. Ensuring that those who register to vote in Wyoming must provide proof of residency is pivotal to election integrity and security for our state. Jen Lowe, executive director of the Equality State Policy Center, said Gray's proposed rules are unnecessary and circumvent the legislature. Lowe believes the only change they bring about is making it more difficult for legal residents to vote in Wyoming. Voter residency has been a hallmark issue for Gray, who has actively supported a bill that would enact a 30-day residency requirement to vote in the state. This bill is still active and will be considered during the 2024 legislative session. State postpones $14 million natural gas rate hike deal, but increase is coming. The Wyoming Public Service Commission has delayed ruling on a Black Hills, Wyoming gas rate hike for its 133,000 natural gas customers in the state that, if approved, would increase the average monthly bill by $7.25. According to Wyofile, though the three-person commission is generally satisfied with the settlement hashed out between the company and the Wyoming Office of Consumer Advocate that pares down the request from $19.3 million to about $14 million, it had heartache over several provisions within the deal, including how the company markets its choice gas program in the state. Commissioners also disagreed amongst themselves about a proposal to move up implementation of the new rates from February to January. The panel recently directed the company to provide more information to resolve its outstanding issues with the settlement, effectively delaying the rate hike until at least February. Commission Chair Mary Throne repeated that Black Hills Wyoming Gas had not made thorough efforts to inform its customers of the pending base rate increase to their bills. She also noted that many of the company's customers are also facing a hike in their Rocky Mountain Power electric rates beginning in January. Throne said, "I know pushing back the new rates to February has monetary implications for the company, but it certainly has monetary implications for the thousands of Black Hills Gas customers across the state of Wyoming who were not told that their gas rates were going to go up on January 1st. In fact, rather than a hike, Black Hills Wyoming Gas customers might anticipate their monthly natural gas bills will be lower than those of last winter." The company issued a press release in November noting the market prices for natural gas, a pass-on cost that regulated utility doesn't earn a markup on, are forecast to be 48% lower for its customers this season. Those anticipated savings due to current favorable but notoriously volatile markets may indeed result in lower monthly natural gas bills, but the utility still seeks to raise its base rates, mostly to cover costs related to system-wide updates and safety improvements to meet federal regulations, according to the company. If the $14 million settlement proposal is approved without major changes, Black Hills Wyoming Gas business and industrial customers will see a smaller percentage increase than residential customers. That's due to an effort to more fairly equalize the actual cost of service among the different customer classifications, according to the Office of Consumer Advocate. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.